Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Each August, when she was young, Frances Aiken Pearson of Prospect, Oregon, and her family joined hundreds of other berry pickers for a week or so on Huckleberry Mountain. In an oral history recorded in 1981, when she was 95 years old, Pearson exclaimed, "Oh, but those were great days!" She slept on fresh-cut boughs after staying up late around a campfire listening to real old cowboys, singing and playing guitars and banjos. Rising at dawn, whole families spent the day picking berries, the children generally 2 gallons a day, the adults 5 gallons. At day's end, they returned to camp and savored huckleberry pies and beans cooked in Dutch ovens. When Indians came from the Klamath Reservation, she said, "You could see that stream of Indians, the women and their papooses in a basket behind them, all going up the mountain." The Indians dried their berries on canvas sheets, but other pickers canned them at home in everything from used tin cans to wine and beer bottles, corked and sealed with wax. Born in Prospect, Pearson taught school there for 26 years. She died in 1984 at age 98. Today's episode of As It was written by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.